Title: Bass Line Compose Breakdown with Chopped Vinyl Character in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build a rolling jungle bass line that feels like it came off wax, at times stretched in a sketchy sampler, then rechopped and sequenced. But we're doing it from scratch in Ableton Live 12 with stock devices only. This is an intermediate workflow, and the big idea is simple: we'll compose the bass like a musician first, then we'll treat it like a sample. That resample and slice step is where the chopped vinyl attitude really shows up. Before we touch sound design, set the session up so it instantly feels like jungle. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172. I'll park it at 170. Now drop in a breakbeat loop. Amen, think. Whatever you've got, even a placeholder loop works, as long as it has real swing and ghost notes. Put a utility on that break and pull it down about 6 dB. We're making headroom early because resampling chains get loud fast. Now let's write bass notes. Old school jungle bass lines are rarely about fancy harmony. They're about movement in a minor key, and rhythm that locks with the snare without sitting on top of it. Let's use F minor as an example. Your safe notes are F, AB, BB, C, DB, and EB. The classic movement is root, then dipping to that B7 and B6 area. In F minor, that's EB and DB. Dark, rolling, instantly that era. Create a MIDI clip that's 2 bars long. 2 bars is a sweet spot because jungle phrasing is often question and answer. Even inside a 2-bar loop, bar 1 can be the statement, bar 2 can be the comment. Start with F1 as the anchor. That's your home base. Then add a few pushes to EB1 and DB1. And here's the rhythm trick. Don't just land on the grid like a robot. Put notes just after the kick, or in the spaces between snare hits. If your bass is constantly landing right on the snare, it's going to feel clumsy once the breaks are loud. Also, leave gaps. Silence is part of the groove. Jungle bass breathes. Now add groove, but be subtle. Open the groove pool, grab something like MPC 16 swing around 55 to 60, apply it to your clip, then pull the timing amount somewhere like 20 to 35%, and velocity maybe 10 to 20%. The point isn't to make it drunk, the point is to make it feel touched by a human. Quick coach check before sound design, mute your break for a second, and just put a simple kick and snare pattern. If the bass still feels like it pushes into the snare without landing directly on it all the time, you're in the pocket. Then bring the break back. Cool. Now we build the bass sound. Make a MIDI track called Bass. Vinyl chop. Load Waveitable. This is a perfect stock starting point because it's clean when you need it, and it takes processing well. Oscillator 1. Basic shapes and aim for a sine or near sine. Keep oscillator 2 off for now. Turn on the filter, choose LP24, and bring cutoff down somewhere around 180 to 400 Hz. Don't overthink it yet, because we're about to split sub and mid anyway. Now shape the amp envelope for that sampled stad feel. Fast attack, like half a millisecond to maybe 5 ms. Decay around 150 to 300 ms. Sustain very low or all the way down, depending on how short your MIDI notes are. Release around 60 to 120 ms. This gives you a plucky note that feels printed, not held. Now add character after waveitable. First, saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. And turn soft clip on. We're not trying to destroy it, we're trying to make it feel like it went through something physical. Then auto filter, LP12. Start the cutoff around 600 to 1.2k. And if you want more bite on attacks, add a tiny bit of envelope amount, like 5 to 15. That little opening on each note gives you that sampled articulation. Then chorus ensemble, use chorus mode, amount around 10 to 25%, rate super slow, like 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. This is aged record drift, not wired modern supersaw. Keep it tasteful. Now we do the most important structural move, split sub and mid. Group your instruments and effects into an instrument rack. Make two chains. Chain 1 is sub, mono clean. Add EQ8 and low pass it around 90 to 120 Hz. Use a steeper slope if you need to. Then add utility. Turn mono on. This is non-negotiable for jungle and DNB. The sub should be stable, centered, and boring in the best way. Adjust gain for weight, but don't chase loudness. Chain 2 is MID, vinyl chop. Add EQ8 and high pass around the same range, 90 to 120 Hz, so your sub and mid aren't fighting. Now we get crunchy. Add redux. Set bit reduction around 10 to 14. Downsample somewhere between 1.5 and 6, and listen. You're aiming for that early digital, slightly crusting edge, not total fizz. Add another saturator after redux, but lighter, like 1 to 3 dB of drive, just to glue the grit. Then auto pan for unstable playback. Amount 10 to 20%, rate very slow, around 0.07 to 0.18 Hz, phase at 180, so it gently drifts rather than bouncing left right like an effect. And now, vinyl wobble, but only micro. In LEV 12, use an LFO modulation device if you have it available, or use clip envelopes. Map it to wave-eatable fine-tune or oscillator pitch. Very small. We're talking plus or minus 3 to 8 cents. Tiny. If you hear it as an obvious vibrato, you went too far. The goal is it drifting? Not is it singing? Here's a core coaching rule. Choose one anchor layer and one wild layer. The anchor is your sub. The wild layer is your mid. If both move, you lose impact and the break stops feeling like it's driving the tune. Now for the secret sauce. Resampling. This is where you stop sounding like a clean soft synth and start sounding like you committed audio, like a sampler, like an old record workflow. Create a new audio track called Bass Resample. Set audio from to your bass track, and choose Post FX. Arm it and record 4 to 8 bars of your bass line. Now you've got audio. Now you can treat it like something you found. Chop method A. Manual clip chops. Double-click the recorded clip. Turn warp on, and try beats mode. Set transient loop mode to forward. Set preserve to 1/16 or 1/8 depending on how tight you want it. Now zoom in and split the clip at the attacks, not the sustains. The attitude lives in the first 30 to 80 milliseconds. The pluck, the click, the little distortion spit. Use split at pitch changes too, and also at any happy accidents created by warp. Rearrange those slices into a new tubar phrase. This is how jungle gets that cut-up confidence while still feeling simple. Chop method B, slice to drum rack, the fast performance approach. Right-click the audio clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients, or by 1/16 if it's steady and you want more grid-like options. Now you've got a drum rack full of bass hits. Program a new MIDI pattern using those slices like their pads on a hardware sampler. Try repeating one slice for groove, then swapping to a different slice as a turnaround in bar 2, beat 4. Now you're building a DJ-friendly bass tool. You can re-trigger slices, reorder phrases, and it still feels cohesive because it's all from the same resample print. At this point, do a quick mix sanity pass so the vibe doesn't ruin the track. On the MIDI chain, or on the resampled audio, add a Q8 for cleanup. If it feels muddy, dip 200 to 350 Hz by 2 to 5 dB. If it needs presence, a small bell boost somewhere around 800 Hz to 1.5 kHz can bring out the growl and articulation. Then drum bus if you want that printed smack. Drive around 2 to 8. Boom usually off or very low because we already have a separate sub. Amp somewhere like 5 to 20 to keep it controlled. Then a glue compressor if needed. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 ms. Release auto or 80 to 150 ms. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is cohesion, not punishment. Now arrangement. Because jungle bass lines live or die by how they roll through sections. Try this classic 32-bar logic. Bars 1 to 8. Sub only, or almost sub only. Let the break sell the groove. This is tension. Bars 9 to 16. Bring in the mid-chopped bass phrase A. Bars 17 to 24. Phrase B. Maybe a different slice order, same overall pocket. Bars 25 to 32, fills and turnarounds. A powerful DNB trick. On the last half bar of a phrase, pull the sub out, or filter it down. When the next downbeat lands, it feels heavier without getting louder. Now let's avoid the common mistakes that derail this sound. Don't wobble the sub. Ever. Keep sub mono and stable. Don't overchop every beat. Jungle chops leave air. Bass is part of the menace. If you warp bass audio, keep the intense warp artifacts out of the low end. Let the weirdness live above about 120 Hz. Don't go wide below 150 Hz. Check sub-chain mono with utility. And keep headroom. While writing, try to keep your master peaking around minus 6 dB. Let's level up, with a few advanced moves that make it feel genuinely old-school and playable. First, resample in passes, not once. Print a clean pass with minimal effects. Then print a rect pass with heavier redux and more warp character. Slice both. Use mostly clean hits and pepper in rect hits as turnarounds. That's how you get personality without turning the whole bass line into noise. Second, try a push-pull timing trick. Duplicate your MIDI clip. In the duplicate, take only the answer notes, usually bar 2, and nudge them later by 8 to 15 milliseconds, not a grid step. Resample both versions, slice them, and alternate slices. Suddenly it feels played, like a human hand on pads. Third, do pitch steps like a sampler. In the slice drum rack, find one strong slice. Duplicate it to a few pads and transpose each pad differently, like 0, minus 2, minus 5, plus 7. Now your melody comes from pad choice, not MIDI notes. That's a very hardware jungle mindset. Optional sound design extra, a needle click layer. Add a third chain in the mid rack called click. Use operator with a super short decay, like 20 to 60 ms, no sustain. High pass it hard at 1 to 2 kHz. Blend it very quietly. You're faking that picked edge you hear in sampled bass stabs, without brightening the whole bass. And here's a brutal but effective sub consistency check. Put spectrum on the sub chain. Watch the fundamental region while you audition chops. If your sub is wobbling in level note to note, tighten note lengths, shorten release so notes don't overlap, or use very light compression on the sub for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Now a quick mini practice plan you can do in about 20 minutes. Write a 2-bar bass pattern in F minor with at least 6 notes and at least 2 gaps. Build the sub and mid rack and get it clean. Resample 8 bars. Slice to a drum rack and write a new 2-bar pattern using only slices. Arrange 16 bars, 8 bars sub only, 8 bars with chopped mid bass. Export a loop and a slash beat it against a reference jungle track. Listen for 3 things: sub stability, mid character, and whether the groove feels like it talks to the snare.